Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday, everyone. We are at the start of a new week, and I hope everyone has those goals written down and ready to tackle the week head on. If there are some goals you have not achieved as from last week, let's put them back on that list and hold ourselves accountable to achieve them this week. With us this morning, we have special guest, powerhouse CEO of the Lux Dream Group, patent and trademark attorney, Kim Whitehead will be joining us this morning. Wow, it looks like Kim wears a lot of hats. We're going to talk about what keeps her motivated, and more importantly, a lot of women out there, listeners want to know, how does she stay balanced with doing it all? Looks like she is definitely a mogul, a business mogul, definitely, and we'll be talking with Kim shortly. Firstly, I wanted to, you know how we do on Mondays, guys, so firstly, the things I want to do is make sure for your motivational Monday. If something didn't go right last week, make it go right this week. And how do you make it go right? Again, write down those goals. It's really important. If you don't have a visual, you can't let it stay in your brain, because we all know that our brain gets clogged up with several different thoughts and ideas. Once it comes to your brain, it gets in your mind, you have to translate it on paper. You have to have a visual. Stick it on your refrigerator, your vision board, and hopefully most of you listeners out there now have a vision board. I will talk about that on another show. That's really important. You need something to keep you motivated daily. Write down those affirmations. They're key to your success as well. You have to recite those affirmations every morning. You can't skip a morning, because there are those days in the week where you will get set back, and you're going to need to believe what you wrote when it comes to your affirmations. So speak things into existence. Speak life over your career, your business, whatever it is out there you're trying to do, your family, any issues you're having. And more importantly, for our motivation on Monday today, forgive someone today that you've been holding a grudge with for some time now. If there's someone out there that you're holding a grudge with and you just can't forgive them, you are giving them power. Forgive that one person today. Now we will get started. We have Kim Whitehead again joining us. Powerhouse Kim Whitehead. How are you this morning, Kim?
I'm doing fabulous, Teresa. Thank you. You got me jump started with that intro, just listening to all of that amazing, amazing advice to get us motivated at the beginning of the week. I'm doing fabulous.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on Motivate My Life Radio. Now, we're going to jump right in, because we have right now over 2,000 listeners on the call. So I'm sure there are a lot of things, a lot of times when I have, but particularly our women business owners and those women that are setting examples, there's always questions that folks want to ask. And I will try during our segment to answer some of the email questions, because I get them as the segment goes on. So we'll go ahead and get started. Now, Kim, you are the CEO of Lux Dream Group. Can you tell us, what is the Lux Dream Group and what does it do?
Lux Dream Group is designed to provide coaching, workshops, and publications for men and women with the single purpose of helping them understand the royalty that they are in God and enabling them to move through the earth with that knowledge of identity, purpose, our mission to be cities on a hill and really be able to manifest in their lives, in their business and personal lives, all of that which has been provided. I believe that the Garden of Eden that God originally had for us is tied to our purpose and tied to our dreams. So Lux Dream Group is really about that abundance, and it's really about manifesting that. And so we help people with the books, like Give Me the Fairy Tale that I've published recently, but also really do one-on-one workshops with folks to help them put together 30-day action plans that are really giving them the tools to help them really understand who they are, and to make sure that they are activating their missions and various roles with that in mind.
Awesome. Now, so you are, and guys, this is so important, and it's so funny, because kind of like Kim we're just talking kind of the motivational Monday messages I gave out. It's kind of somewhat where she is with helping those individuals on their journey to success. See, now there's no more excuses, right, Kim? I mean, you have so many mentors and coaches out there that can actually guide you and assist you on your journey to success. And, guys, more importantly, you have to invest in your future. And Kim, as far as the Lux Dream Group is concerned, now, is this something that you travel with? Do individuals meet you in person? Like, how exactly would one, if right now, wanted to work with the Lux Dream Group, how would they be able to initiate that?
Well, there are a few ways. The first is that I definitely want to make myself available to people all over the world. So right now, there are about 9,000 people that tune in every day via social media, via email, et cetera. And so I conduct a lot of one-on-one dream plan consulting sessions. I do them via telephone and via Skype to give everyone equal access. I'm also doing a lot of various speaking engagements around the country, really talking to people about what the book is really about Give Me the Fairy Tale, about placing that demand. So you can definitely see me there, and I have a list of engagements that I generally publish during my biweekly newsletter. And then also there is now being launched, actually this week is the week, so your timing is perfect for that question, the Dream Principles. And the Dream Principles are online courses that will help people dive into the book and really walk out an action plan. So it's a curriculum that's designed for over a year, and the dreamprinciples.com is actually going to be launched at midnight. So at midnight, no matter where you are over all across the world, you're going to be able to tune in to get your weekly updates, newsletters, to sign up, to really be able to get the type of course curriculum that's going to help you put step-by-step action into some of the things that we're talking about.
Okay, and so now if one needed to purchase your book, where could one purchase your book? Where is your book available?
Sure. The book is available at GiveMeTheFairyTale.com, and I definitely recommend, you know, going to the website, taking a look and seeing all the various testimonials that people have placed about how the book has helped them transition. And what you'll find is that it really doesn't take a long time. The book really helps you realign your thought paradigms. You start to see those results in your life happen very, very quickly. The other way you can go, if you have Amazon, you're able to go and get the ebook there. If you're a mobile person and you like to read on the go, definitely go ahead and do that. The same thing for Barnes & Noble and Books A Million.
Awesome. Now, Kim, what are some of the challenges when you are coaching individuals and assisting and on them on their journey to success, or helping them overcome roadblocks and obstacles and things of that nature? What are like one or two of the challenges that most people are facing right now in their lives?
I think the biggest thing is to be ready to do the work for change. Mm. So I am really best aligned with folks who have said, you know what, I can't go another day. I can't go another week with really living the same way when I know there's so much more inside of me. I need to be able to find someone that can help me harness these tools and pull out the greatness in me that I know exists. And so being ready is the biggest challenge, because you and I can give the most amazing advice to folks, but if they are not ready for transformation and change, it's just going to be another inspirational Monday, and they'll tune in next week with the same thing. So really, I think that's the biggest challenge, because, you know, we have to know as coaches and consultants that the hard work really is going to be done by the persons whose life is really ready for change. And if you're really ready, and if you truly are ready and committed to doing that work and really want to see things happen, I can guarantee that that readiness itself is going to open a shift for you that will let all of these other things fall into place.
And, guys, you hear that. You have to be able to do the work. And, Kim, that's so important because, you know, even – on my coaching journey, there, you know, I tell folks all the time, I can't do the work for you, you know. So basically, you know, you're there, Kim, to provide the resources and tools and the guidance that those individuals need to be able to make the change. However, they have to do the work to change their mindset to get a different result. And that
absolutely
key is of importance. Now,
absolutely.
Kim, as far as,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I'm sure, Kim, you know, in your profession, being the guru and expert that you are, I'm quite sure you get a lot of folks sometimes. You've probably even heard people say, oh, I got a life coach, or I got a mentor, or I got a business coach, and it didn't work. You know, and my question always is to folks, why didn't it work? So most of the time it's because they didn't do the work. When you hear individuals say that, it's kind of like when you go to therapy. You can't go to therapy and think the therapist is going to fix your problem. You, too, have to do the work. So you have to keep an open mind. So that's really a good step. Now, Kim, where are you located?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so you're currently in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, so do you have an office there, or are you just doing most of your work by traveling?
Most of the work that I do is really online with folks, where people are really spending most of their day. So I do have an office, but I really only take people by appointment only, because the goal is really to make sure that this message that I believe is for such a time as this message reaches the most people as possible, and that is happening on social media and online.
Definitely. You want to reach the mass, and sometimes with that one-on-one coaching, it does require a lot of time when you now, everyone's automating everything now at this point. So good stuff. Now, Kim, you're also a trademark and patent attorney. So,
yes.
which I have two questions right now that from two listeners, and I'll just ask one of them really quickly. So someone out there, looks like Margaret Wallace, wanted to know how long does it take to become a trademark or patent attorney? Well, I believe that's something you have to go to school for and go to the bar and so on and so forth. Correct, Kim?
Definitely. So to become a patent attorney, you have to take an additional bar. So you'll have your state bar that you are registered in. I've been registered in Virginia, the District of Columbia, as I went to Georgetown Law School. And so I took the bar coming out immediately after graduating Washington, D.C. But you also have to sit for the patent bar, which is a specialized exam that is provided by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So that is a different specialty. Patent law is actually one of three specialties that are provided by the American Bar Association. So it's really, really a niche practice, and you really have to sit down and focus on understanding the specificities of this particular niche. So the other two are tax and admiralty, and so patent is the third.
And you have to want to – you really have to get your mind framed into – you know, studying and wanting that bad enough to be able to just to go, you know, and get educated throughout that entire process, which I'm sure is not an easy process.
Absolutely. You cannot sit for the patent bar unless you have a science degree. So that is the first thing, to make sure that you have a degree in the area of science that you plan to advise inventors on in their fields.
Okay, now, Kim, tell us, what would one do as far as the patent piece is concerned? So what would someone use or what would patent be utilized for in business individuals?
That's a great question. So when you think about patents and even trademarks, they are forms of what we call intellectual property. And what you use them for, I'm going to give you three examples. The first thing, and I like to put this first because it's the one that most people never think about, is to establish an asset for your business that can be used to help you with investors and raising capital. So most of business valuation is actually based on intellectual property. When you look at companies like Amazon and Microsoft, about 40 or 50% of their valuation is based on the patents and trademarks that they have. And that is because it is a unique stamp. It is a unique right that you have to exclusively use the marks and the inventions that you have created. And so what that does, it provides scarcity that draws business to you. It provides scarcity that attracts financing to you, because they know that whenever they hear just loving it from McDonald's or just do it from Nike, every time someone says that, they are bringing attention back to that company. So that's what's important with that. And the same thing for your invention. You can license that out. Let's say you create something. There are many doctors that I've worked with who actually license out their surgical tubes to the hospitals that they work in. And so they're getting salary and they're also getting this royalty. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that it enables you to really put something out there into the world that after 20 years of exclusivity for patents, you will then be dedicating to the public. And I think that's so important. It gives you this exclusive right for 20 years. But where we find ourselves really advancing as a society, really advancing as community, is when people provide their best gifts and talents to make things better for everyone else. So you have this 20-year period in which you can maximize it. And then after that, it becomes available to the public for use. And that's so important because that's how we get generic drugs. That's how we get things that are really going to be affordable for the average person.
Awesome. Now, I appreciate you explaining the difference because, I think some people, when it comes to patent, even myself at one point, I thought, you get this great idea in your mind, and then, boom, you go in and you go and get it patented so someone can't steal your idea. Now, what's the difference, Kim, with patent and trademarking? Because let's say, for example, would you patent a logo? Because I know we were talking about the Amazon and the McDonald's of the world, but is a logo something you would patent or is that something you would trademark?
The logo is definitely something you would trademark. So the trademark is basically there are two types of marks that are provided. There are standard trademarks for products, and there are trademarks that are also allocated for services. Sometimes you see a TM, sometimes you see an SM, but they're really about the same thing. So when you're thinking about your brand, whether it's a check mark that's emblematic of Nike, for example, that would be trademarked. Their logo itself would also be trademarked, as well as word marks. And most people don't think about word marks. Word marks are general. So you can say just loving it. If you're the first company or first person that really put that out there, just loving it can be trademarked, just the words itself without a logo. And what that does, it gives you the breath to, over time, be able to change the colors of your company, change the fonts that you use, all of those things so you're not necessarily tied to a specific logo in time forever. You have the ability to use those words in any type of depiction that you want. So that's really important for people to know that it's more than just the logo, that if you can capture the underlying words, then you have the ability to change how you put that out into the world as your business grows and as your branding improves over time.
And I think, and thanks for kind of letting us know what that difference is, even myself, because there are differences, obviously, in those, and I don't think a lot of business owners don't understand the importance of getting your things in your business patent or trademark. Particularly I've come across, Tim, individuals where someone else would have the name of a business that they have, but they didn't trademark their name, and these other individuals, they trademarked theirs. Now, in a situation like that, for example, if, your business, Lux Dream Group, is trademarked, and just say I come along and I want to be the Lux Dream Group as well. Now, is that applicable? Can you do that in different cities, or is that statewide, nationwide? How does that work when something's trademarked? Does that absolutely mean no one can use that logo or that wording anywhere in the world? Is that what that means?
No, there are actually various nuances to it. I'm glad you asked that, because if you're ever going to defend the mark, one of the things that is really important to understand about trademarks and even patents is that it has to be more than just an idea. It has to actually be out there in the marketplace for use. So if you have Luxstream Group and it's something you thought about 3 years ago, you put it on a piece of paper and no one knows about it, you're not going to win that challenge. It has to be something that, again, when you're thinking about
trying to protect that mark, there needs to be some consumer in the marketplace who has heard of it, someone who's known of it, okay? So you have different levels of trademarking. You have the broadest, which is federal registration with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that usually goes through an examination by someone who is going to look at all of the marks that have been placed in a specific class that you are applying for. So if you are doing coaching services, they're going to look at all of those marks there. If you're in an education, they're going to look at all those marks that pertain to that class that are relative to your brand that you're trying to get protection from. And what they will do is basically say, okay, we've seen that you are distinct, that there's another no way that a consumer is going to be confused in the marketplace, and we're going to give you a trademark that is going to cover you nationwide. Now, there are state trademarks as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thank you again for clarifying that, because I've actually in the past have really gotten confused on the differences and how important it is, because a lot of people – on the business coaching side, they'll come and ask me things about trademark and patent. That's not my expertise. So, you know, I like to refer those individuals to someone that can actually help them with that information. I don't like to give out legal information, of course, that I am not an expert in the field. So that's definitely some good information. Now, Kim, what do you have coming down the pike? Like, what's next for Kim? We know you have your coaching, your mentoring, Give Me the Fairy Tale, which I just ordered me a copy of, and also your patent and trademark attorney. Like, what else is coming up for Kim?
Well, thank you first and foremost for ordering a copy. I think you're going to really enjoy it. But what's next for me is really being able to step out into a bigger platform to make sure that the messages of Give Me the Fairy Tale, the underlying principles, are being received and dispersed to as many people as possible. So I will actually be working on a tour and going out on a literary tour with the book so I can meet some of the people in person in various states across this country. I will also be working and collaborating with a few different individuals who are specialties in various areas, specialists rather, in various areas of life. And why is that so important? Because when you're ready to make change and you start really digging deep into one area, you will uncover layers that need to be transformed. Mm-hmm. And so just in the way that you want to make sure that you refer patent trademarks to the right person, I have physicians, I have therapists, I have nutritional folks, I have wealth educators who will help you take it to the next level. Because accomplishing the dream that satisfies really is not just about career success. It's about making sure that whatever you are doing in your business or career, whether you're an employer, employee, really satisfies the areas of your life that you want to see success in.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be addressing family. You're going to be addressing finance. You're going to be addressing health. You're going to be addressing mindset. And so Give Me the Fairy Tale and my coaching will take you to the levels of activation. But there's always going to be an area that you're going to need more assistance in, and that is what I'm doing. I'm putting together that network so that you have that one-stop shop and able to be able to say, when I go on this website, I can not only get my courses for Giving the Fairy Tale and the Dream Principles, but I'm also able to tap into a resident expert that is available to me to take me further into the area that I need assistance with.
And which is definitely really important. And like I say, it's all about, you know, truthfully, it's about doing the work. You have to do the work. The results don't change. You know, I always tell people to change, you know, your life, you have to change your priorities. And that means you have to change your mindset. So it's really key that I keep emphasizing that daily to folks, not just on Motivational Monday, but just in general, that you have to change your mindset, and that's important. Now, Kim, if someone wanted to reach you, we want to kind of talk about your social media handles. How would one be able to reach you as far as social media? We got your website address. If you can give that to us again, that would be awesome as well.
Awesome. So the book website is at givemethefairytale.com. If you would like to sit down and start working on your dream plan and really receive a 30-day action plan for you, I do that in an hour-long session, and you can reach out to me at 844-744-7627. That's 844-744-7627, and we can get you on a calendar and get you going. Also on social media, you want to tune in because these are interactive groups. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/demandthedream. You're going to see about 10,000 individuals just like yourself from all over the world who are tuning in, who are commenting, who are asking questions, who are asking about subjects that they want to see uncovered in weekly newsletters and in my Conversations with the Dreamer series that I do on social media. It's a video series. You want to make sure you tap into that. On Instagram, it is at Demand the Dream, and also on Twitter, it's at Demand the Dream. And I try to make sure to give something different to every single format so that you can get your tweets, you can get your Instagram, and you can find some more content on Facebook.
Awesome. Now, we talked about the business mogul, Kim Whitehead. Let's talk about a little bit about the personal Kim Whitehead before we wrap up the show, just so people in general can kind of know on a personal level who is Kim. Now, reading over your bio, it looks like your family and your friends know you as the Game Changer, which I actually love. So how did they come up with that name for you, the Game Changer?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, these are people that, you know, they know me without the mogul hat. They know me without the business hat. And so they understand that what I'm doing in my business is just an extension of me personally. I am passionate about people's dreams. I am passionate about hearing what it is that they want to do and seeing that special light that comes up in their eyes when they really talk about something that's near and dear to their hearts. There is a moment of vulnerability. There's a moment of excitement. There's a moment of anticipation in which when people are really talking about that inner thing that they want to do, my heart has always wanted to capture that. I've always been a person who's been an avid reader. I make sure that I am connected to as many different areas of life as possible, whether there be education, politics, health, business, wealth, whatever it is, so that when I am listening, there is a resource that I know I can provide. So the Game Changer comes because people say you always have a ready response. You always have a resource. If it's not something that you
awesome.
Can do, you know who can help me get it done. And it is something that works. The other thing that's really important about that is that my life has enabled me to be around some of the top 1% of people in the world. I'm from New York City, but I went away to boarding school as a young teenager, and I was surrounded by people of amazing different types of backgrounds, some including children of prime ministers and presidents of countries, of CEOs of Fortune 50 companies. And guess what? We are all the same. And so what's passionate about me and where the Game Changer comes is that various times we tend to be intimidated about the next step, intimidated about what we think is there as competition. But we are all the same. We're all the same. And so there, what I do is really make sure that whatever strategies and skill sets I know that they are using or have been passed down generationally or via connection with each other, I make sure to pass that to whoever is asking me for, because I believe that we are all greatness. We are all kings and queens already out of the womb and not commoners trying to reach some level of a tier that we're trying to break into. So the same things that they have available to them, I want to make sure is available to every single one of us. And that's where the Game Changer comes in, because when you know who you are, you can absolutely change the game.
Awesome. Well, Kim, at some point, you know, I'm not, because how long have you been an entrepreneur, a business owner? At some point, were you working for corporate America? Like, when did you transition?
Oh, absolutely. I have been working since 14 years old, Teresa. I will tell you, I was one of those
wow.
kids that I wanted to actually live it and touch it. So my first law firm job was at a top 100 law firm at 16. because I wanted to be in the middle of it. And that's something that is so important to your dream. You don't wait until you get the degree. You don't wait until you've done all of those things. You immerse yourself as much as possible into the type of environment that you're working so hard to be qualified for. If whatever it is, make sure you are networked with someone who can be a mentor. If you are filing, be in that environment. Whatever you do, no job is too small, but you're making sure that you are in the environment so you are absorbing whatever it needs you need to do so that when you get that green light and you get that degree and you get that job offer, you are out of the gate in a way that most people have never seen before. And so that's something I've always been doing. I have been a patent and trademark attorney for about 15 years. So I have definitely been in corporate America for that time in addition to all of that pre-work. My entrepreneur experience has been been a long time as well. I've been coaching for a long time, a very long time, both professionally and personally. And in addition, there have been different numbers of businesses that I have had. I have been a mobile salon and spa owner in D.C. when there were no mobile salons and spas. Wow. Servicing to hotels and corporations who really wanted to provide wellness programs to their employees and to make sure that their customers at hotels who did not have spas were able to receive spa services. So there's always been that desire in me to supply the gap that I saw that was missing in community, the gap that I saw that was missing in business. And so that's been a consistent thread amongst everything that I do. I like to say that I have always been the dream strategist, even as a patent and trademark attorney, because when you think about branding, when you think about inventions, those are people's dreams. And so what you want to really understand is that look at the consistent threads in your life. Entrepreneur is a role. Patent attorney is a role. Trademark attorney is a role. Consultant is a role. But yes, the consistent thread of who you are should show up in everything that you do.
Totally. I totally agree. And I like to just, you know, I always like to add the personal side, you know, for my guests, because I get so many different guests that do so many different things. And a lot of the number one question for a lot of folks is, you know, basically how did they get started? Because I think I can honestly say that one of the biggest challenges for individuals, and that's, as me and you previously stated, that's getting started. And sometimes folks want to know, like, what was that morning or that day like when you just said, you know, I need to make a difference in other people's lives. I need to set an example and be an inspiration for other folks. And I think that's key. And, you know, and I tell people, unfortunately, you know, we live in this entrepreneur world and this business owner world, but it's not just about becoming an entrepreneur either, you know, Kim. It's about bettering yourself as an individual, advancing even in your current career. I tell folks everybody can't be an entrepreneur or a business owner because, you know, we still need, you know, our nurses, our doctors. We still need the people that work at the pharmacy. So you still need our 9-to-5ers. So I want to make sure people don't always focus so hard on transitioning, you know, to entrepreneurship and then just starting with them individually and trying to become a better them every day, because that's key to success with anything I think that you do in life. So that was the reason for that question, because one of the listeners wanted to know how did you get started. So thanks for answering that.
What do you do for fun? What I do for fun, absolutely, I am out enjoying Atlanta. I have been in Atlanta for just shy of 3 years, coming from New York City. And so I out generally meeting the people, taking advantage of this Southern hospitality that is here, and just really enjoying the city. So I do get out as much as possible because I really make sure that I have that balance. You know, when you're working hard, you have to replenish. And so that's really important for me. The other thing that I do, I love to read and I love live music. So constantly educating myself, constantly stimulating myself, whether it's a fiction novel or whether it's something for training. I am always taking information to go to the next level because that's required for me to be able to do the type of service that I want to do for the audience. And that's important because, you know, when I think about Give Me the Fairy Tale, Give Me the Fairy Tale was requested. This was not a book that I decided I just wanted to create and put out. This was requested by people who know me as a game changer, who have been involved in my life personally or professionally, have said, look, every time I come, you have these strategies. I need you to sit down. Can you put a book out? And so it came over and over and over again, and it got to the point where the request was really sort of incessant. And you'll see that when there is a certain route that you need to take in life, there's confirmation for you. And so I make sure that I'm enjoying myself. I'm attuned to all of the different areas of relaxation and rejuvenation that I can so that my mind and spirit are at rest to be able to receive the confirmation that will take me to my next step.
And that's a great self-care tip because that was the last question I was going to ask you before we wrap the show up today. Like, what is one self-care, if you had to give one self-care tip to individuals, what would that be? Because you're exactly right. Sometimes we get wrapped up into our families, our careers, our businesses, and sometimes we actually forget about us. And a lot of times women are more guilty of that, of taking care of the family, making sure everything is okay on the home front, running their businesses, getting up every morning, going to work. What would be a self-care tip if you had one to give individuals?
I think first, really broadly, remember that the dream is something that you don't want to just attain, you want to sustain. So that should always be in the back of your mind. You want to be there to experience your dream. And that's in all areas of your life, emotionally, physically, you know, health-wise, financially. But I think every single day, and it's important that you do something every single day, and it doesn't have to be huge. You take 10 or 15 minutes to just be with yourself, breathe, take in the day, let it flow through you. Let it flow through you is really important because a lot of times we're taking in different stresses. We got these demands going on, and we're just in a series of reactionary responses, right? And even proactive measures that we do when we're planning, they're taking energy. They're taking knowledge and gifts and talents from us, and we're putting it out there. So 15 minutes every day when you can just breathe and let energy flow through you and just really stabilize yourself and be accepting of where you are right now, knowing that tomorrow is another day, that's really, really important.
Awesome. That was an awesome self-care tip. And I think, like I said, really important that we understand we have to take care of ourselves. You have to, you know, get enough sleep, you know, eat properly, exercise, and, you know, those are a lot of things, too, that we have to imply in our lives to be able to be successful. So it's not all about work, 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 work. Well, Kim, I want to thank you again today for joining Motivate My Life Radio. I truly appreciate having you on the show. Also, guys, again, if you want to reach Kim, her social media handles are Demand the Dream. Correct me, Kim, is that correct?
Absolutely, that's correct.
So Demand the Dream, and that's on Twitter, Instagram, and how about on Facebook? Kim, are you Demand the Dream on Facebook as well, or are you just Kim Whitehead on Facebook?
Yes, Facebook.com, Demand the Dream, is where you'll go to connect with me and all of those dreamers around the globe.
Okay, awesome. And, guys, get out there and get your copy of Give Me the Fairy Tale. Again, it's available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and actually you can order it directly from you as well, correct, Kim?
Yes, to GiveMeTheFairyTale.com. If you want to learn more about my story and see, again, what other readers and dreamers think about the book, you want to go to GiveMeTheFairyTale.com because it also provides information of what's coming up next for me.
Sounds awesome. Well, you have a great week on purpose. Again, I do thank you for joining the show today. It has been a great pleasure. And, again, guys, Demand the Dream, the powerhouse Kim Whitehead. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It's been a pleasure. I'm so excited to start my day motivated by you, and I'm truly, truly thankful for what you're doing with your audience. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, and you have a good week.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, there you have it. Powerhouse Kim Whitehead.
patent and trademark attorney, CEO of the Lux Dream Group, helping you bring those dreams alive, the author of Give Me the Fairy Tale. So, again, get out there and order your copy. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also GiveMeTheFairyTale.com to learn more information about Kim and kind of her upcoming events. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and you have a great rest of the week on purpose.